There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long, don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too, let them wash all over you.
They say that the cave where you fear to enter is actually the place where the light resides, which is going to enlighten you. There is a fear. How should I enter this cave? It's an unknown journey, an uncharted road, never seen, never experienced, never understood before, never explored. The darkness is deep, but in the same cave, light is hiding. Light that will enlighten us. Light that will dispel the fear which is within us. So enter, move, unfeared. The more you move towards or into darkness, your fear of the dark disappears. And the greatest darkness in the world lies in man's mind. The journey of spirituality is the journey within. In that realm of dark subconscious, which is the storehouse of memories, past events, happenings, fears, insecurities, phobias, some ill understood sanskars. The darkness is deep, abysmal. But the more we go inside, the fear vanishes into thin air. It's a journey to conquer oneself. It's a journey of self-discovery. It's a self-odyssey. The more you go within, the more you rediscover yourself. So spirituality is about rediscovery. You are there, and yet you are not there. We all are decentered beings, moved away from our center. Somewhere, moving, walking, spending our lives only on the periphery. while the center is lost. And the center is where I stand, I am. The process to move inside is the process of reflection. Reflection or contemplation, or Baba uses a very good word, churning. Churning means to churn. The churning word has never been used anywhere in English literature for contemplation, for reflection, for cogitation, to mull over. Other words are there, but churning word is not there. But Baba takes help of he uses many mythological stories, and one of the mythological stories is the story of Samudra Manthan, where there was fight between asuras and sur, devils and deities. And they say that God himself takes incarnations. And one of the incarnations of Vishnu is Kurma, where he becomes a tortoise, a turtle. And this mountain, Mandarachal, and there is a rope, Vasuki, and the mountain stands on this tortoise, on this turtle. On one side are deities, another side are demons, and they churn. So what is all this? The ocean is the ocean of knowledge given by God. This mountain is the mind, and this rope is intellect. So you need the rope of intellect, and you churn the mind, and the ocean is the ocean of knowledge, and God himself is the support. So what happens when they churn? What happens? So many things start coming. Positive, negative. They say 14 things come out of these churnings. So what does it mean? In fact, it's a journey within. You go within yourself. There's nothing which is without. Everything is within. It's a journey from without to within. From outside to inside. And the moment you go inside, don't expect that everything would be flowery and everything would be in blossom. Many negative things also will come out. And you will have to devise means and methods to tackle them. So what are the things that come out? From this manthan. Manthan means churning. What all things come out? Okay, straight away we are beginning with poison. Fine. So poison. Halahal. So very lethal poison. But it shows that when God comes on earth, that poison indicates sorrow, one of the meanings. God comes and takes that sorrow and gives nectar to everyone. In fact, this Samudra Manthan, this ocean churning, what is the purpose of it? To get nectar. Because once you get nectar, you become immortal. That is the main purpose of this churning thing. So one is poison will come out. Poison means, another meaning is negativity. When you go within yourself, when you start churning knowledge, contrary to your belief that you will get something like bliss or rapture, You suddenly find that some old sanskar which was hiding there comes out. And that sanskar is very, very potent. You become harmless in front of that sanskar. It just defeats you. But good that it has come out. Now you have got to know that that sanskar was there. Only if you have, when you start churning. If you don't churn, you never know that there is a sanskar. You feel that I am totally pure, viceless. But there is lust hiding somewhere, deep within. As the event happens and it comes out, you say, oh, how it came, I never knew. It's just like, you say that these people tempted me. I had my fast and I saw that food. I was not about to eat, but these people tempted me. They said to me, eat it. And that's why I ate. They came, they called me, and the smell and the fragrance. I was not at all willing, in fact. So it's just like there is a well. Okay? So you put a bucket inside the well. If there is no water, can any water come out? There is water. That's why when you put the bucket, water comes out. But if there is no water, water will not come out. So water is still there. Water of vices. The watery well. Watering food. So, this is a beautiful analogy to understand. It is not the outside. None of us is stimulating us. You say that I remain calm, but this person made me feel angry. Because of him, I am angry. Anger is there. That's how it's put. Anger has come out. If there is no anger, look at this God and his well. Many buckets are put. No water of vices will come out because it is not there. If somebody goes on the stage and starts shouting at Bab Dada, will he get angry? That he is coming in the middle of my speech and creating disturbance? Get out, come later on. First, let me finish my Murli first. That's my protocol. Don't disturb my protocol. So he's undisturbed. No matter whatever ruckus somebody creates, he is unbaffled, undisturbed, aloof, as a detached observer. Because there is no water there. It's a dry well. So it's not the other person. Because of him, because of that person, because of this person, nothing is happening because of anybody. Everything, you are the creator of your life. Just as the lost calf traces its mother, karma will trace its karta. Karma has its own menu. So, dry well. Let the water evaporate. Then, no matter what somebody puts, nothing will come out. No vice. Other way around, fill this well with love. So no matter whether the bucket of steel or any other container they put, different containers of different colors and size and shapes, they will only get that water. Because except love, there is nothing there. Let them come with whatever feelings they have. So that is the first thing. What was the second thing that came out? Start telling. So one was horse, that was Uchashrava. That's a high stage. When you start churning, it's not by reading or listening. Reduce your listening and reading and increase your churning. People keep on listening this, listening that, this audio, that audio, and reading this book and that book. They listen too much and they read too much and they get confused too much. and they don't understand, then what to do? Shakespeare's Hamlet. To be or not to be. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are weaklings. One of the generals of Brutus says to him, the fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are weaklings. The fault is not in our stars, it is in ourselves. So, the second thing that comes out is Uchchashrava. What is that Uchchashrava? It's an elephant. Aravat is the elephant. This is horse. This is horse. So it indicates high stage. Automatically the stage goes up. The more you churn, the more you go in silence, in solitude. Just take one line from Murli and sit with it. Take the point. Extract the point. Sit in silence and churn. The third is that Airavat. That's the name of an elephant. It indicates power, the sovereignty of Indra in heaven. So it indicates authority. Next, fourth, what comes out? Kamdhenu. That's a mythological cow. Wish fulfilling. Whatever you want, you will get. So that's one of the success, one of the siddhis you achieve when you churn something deeply. What else? Kaustubh Mani. That's again is the wish fulfilling. Whatever you want, you get it. Next. Chandrama. Moon. So more you churn, the more calmer you become. Empty vessel makes more noise. If there is nothing inside, half filled, it will make more noise. But when the vessel is full to the brim, it becomes calm and quiet. When the knowledge, half knowledge is worse than ignorance. Half knowledge is dangerous. That's why if you want to seek any knowledge, get complete and full knowledge. Half knowledge is very, very dangerous. Half listening is also very dangerous. A doctor visits a patient visits the doctor and says, doctor says, how come you now? You had come 2 years back. You were not seen in last 2 years. He said, yes. So how are you now? He says, I'm fine. I just came to ask you. That time I had got malaria 2 years back and you had told not to take bath. Should I take now? Next. Kalpavriksh. Okay, Parijat. They say some say Parijat, some say Kalpavriksh. Rambha. That has got two meanings. It's like beautiful things will come out when you churn. It also means the suppressed emotions, the suppressed lust will come out when you start churning. That indicates Rambha. What else? Varun. Varuni, that is Varuni, that is a goddess of wine. So here it means spiritual intoxication. The more you churn, the more intoxicated you become. It is not by listening to anybody or by reading something. It is when you start churning within, then the intoxication arises. So it is wine. So she is the goddess of wine. Sura, Varuni, Aruni. Then what? Shank, so that conch comes out. So that indicates spiritual awakening. Conch indicates spiritual awakening. When you churn, then only the spiritual awakening takes place within you. Otherwise, you remain asleep. Spiritual coma. Spiritual slumber. A person is in comatose position. He doesn't hear what is going on. You go and start telling him good things, stories and Gita and scriptures. He is comatose. He is not listening. His eyes are open at times. He is even blinking, moving his hand also. But he is comatose. There are different stages of coma. Locked in stage, delirium, comatose, vegetative state, and so many. So, the spiritual slumber is deep. So, conch indicates awakening. What else? That is last. Dhanvantri is a goddess physician, health. So, when you churn, you start becoming healthy. Healthy churning leads to health, spiritual health. The person who is spiritually healthy, one is physical health, intellectual health, emotional health, social health, spiritual health, financial health, so many healths. So you should be mentally healthy, intellectually healthy, emotionally healthy, physically healthy, financially healthy, socially healthy, and most importantly, spiritually healthy, spiritual quotient. Spiritually healthy means deep sense of satisfaction. Otherwise, there is always deep discontent about things. No matter where a person is, but he is unhappy. A deep unhappiness is there. On the surface, it looks everything okay, but inside, person is suffering. So, Dhanvantri indicates he is a goddess, he is a god of health. What else came out? Parijat, okay, that's same. Some people include both together, some people make it different. Then, what else? Kaustubh Mani. Lakshmi, she indicates wealth. Lakshmi came out. So she indicates wealth. When you churn, your knowledge increases. The more you churn, the more the knowledge increases. It is not by reading more that you become more knowledgeable. It is not by reading more books, you will know books. Reduce reading, reduce listening, and increase churning. Read little, but churn a lot. It's not necessary that you will read the whole book and you will become jnani. Books can make you pandits, not jnanis. You can turn into a scholar or philosopher, but not knowledgeful or the man of wisdom. In Greek, once an astrologer was walking. It was dark and he fell into a well, a hole. And an old, unlettered woman was passing by that way. And she saw this man, a man of high erudite, high intellectual man. She helped him come out. And after he came out, he said, I'm very thankful to you. But do you know who I am? I'm a graced astrologer. I can show me your hand. I can tell you what is there in your fortune. She says, go away. You don't know your own fortune. You will tell me my fortune. Had you known, you would not have fallen into this hole. So books can make us scholars, pandits, parrots, spiritual parrots, white spiritual parrots, storytellers, intellectual thinkers. But if you want to become visionary, you need churning. You need the journey within. You need silence. You need solitude. What else is remaining? Done. Last is nectar. So when you churn, nectar comes out. Nectar is indicative of super sensuous bliss, rapture, ecstasy, jubilant joy. You just enjoy. Nothing like that. When you churn more and more, you go within. If you can spend 3 days in silence, see what happens. 3 days complete silence, no talking. Total lockdown. When Pythagoras came in India, he spent so much time here in India. He learned so many things from India. He learned silence from here. That's why if you had to enter the school of Pythagoras, they had a rule. a 40 days fasting and 40 days silence. First you do this, then you are entitled to enter the school of Pythagoras. Otherwise, Western world had no knowledge. Keeping the mouth shut. What is the use of it? They didn't know this. They learned from here. So many Westerners came here and they learned many new things. So, spend 3 days in silence and see what happens. Day one will be day of disturbance. Because halal, poison will come out. Day two, little better. And day three, then you enter into a new world. Then you enter into entirely. And day four, don't ask. You start flying. You do not stay on this earth. Similarly, 3 days of fasting. First day, most difficult, terrible, hell. Second day, mixed. And third day, oh, now better. Fourth day, you start flying. So, keep on doing this churning, Samudra Manthan. The more you churn, the more powerful you become. It is not knowledge that makes you powerful. It is the churning of knowledge that makes you powerful. Knowledge doesn't make you powerful. Churning. Einstein said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Imagination means churning. Imagination means visions. Imagination means visualization. Okay? So, Sagar Manthan. Om Shanti.